She came up to me and nuzzled my chin. You were just great, Hank.
Incredible, Hank. Terrific job.
They were right, of course, but you can't come right out and say that. Y'all didn't do so bad yourselves. Beulah peeked around the corner and motioned for us to take a look. Billy was standing over his famous fighting dog and preaching him some hot gospel.
$200 and then you get yourself whipped by a 1095 flea-bitten, sewer-dipping cow dog.
He was referring to me, by the way.
I ought to just take you to town and find some other sucker.
Never saw old Roof look so humble. Even them high-toned ears seemed a trifle wilted. We held a little celebration there behind the post pile. Then Beulah said,
You'd better go, Hank. Billy's mad enough to shoot you.
When you're made of steel, you don't worry about lead. Plato nodded.
Well put, Hank. Very well put.
Beulah only smiled. That wonderful smile of hers that said, You're probably one of the greatest dogs in the world, and I'm about to fall helplessly in love with you, but you'd better go, or something to that effect. Anyway, she leaned up and kissed me on the cheek, which sent ripples of joy clean out to the end of my tail.
Goodbye, Hank.
So I loped off towards the creek and into the sunset. Just before I disappeared from sight, I stopped and gave them one last wave. They waved back, which was fine and dandy, but when Plato lowered his paw, it came to rest on Beulah's shoulder. And instead of slugging him in the teeth, as she should have done, she let it stay there. Moral number one. Time heals some wounds, but makes others worse. Moral number two. Women are hard to figure out. Moral number three. Women are impossible to figure out. Moral number four. Might as well give up trying.